All right, it's 8:21, big weekend coming up, and Captain Marvel, I am sure, is going to be number one at the box office. This has been long anticipated. Matt Wolf, ABC News Entertainment correspondent with us right now with some of the early reviews. Matt, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you guys. Yeah, you know, first of all, it's launching in over 4,000, the exact number, 4,310 theaters.
Wow.
Today. That's a record for March, and it's expected to gross about $155 million this weekend alone. And the box office kind of needs this right now. We're down 27% in ticket sales from this point last year. Now, here's the headline that I'm reading from this. I haven't seen the film yet, unfortunately. Going to see it this weekend. But the debate as to what's happening is that there's some backlash out there. Whereas if you see the movie and you don't like it, if you're a female, you're either a bad feminist, or if you're a male, you're sexist. That if you don't feel empowered by this thing, you just don't get it. Last time I checked, you don't have to love something just because it's, say, in this case, a female-led superhero film. That's a very, very slippery slope for a lot of people.
Boy, it absolutely is. And, you know, right from the get-go, when Brie Larson was announced as Captain Marvel, and we saw some of the early photos in the very first trailer, it really started there, didn't it, with people saying, well, she doesn't smile enough, or she's not good enough to be a superhero.
Come on. Yeah. You know, that stuff has to go aside. Those are, you're talking about the same type of people that were rating this movie on Rotten Tomatoes before it was even out. And Rotten Tomatoes, you know, changes course and says, you know what, because of this, we're not doing reviews before movies come out, because it's impossible. You know what I'm saying? Not smiling enough. Give me a break. I mean, this is Brie Larson. This is an Oscar winner, and she feels the pressure of something like this. The studio feels the pressure of something like this. If you're going to make Marvel Studios' first female-led film, there's a lot of stakes here. You know what I mean? Marvel has a great stride right now with things going, and you know, you put something out there. There's a lot of people that have worked hard on this film, really, really hard, and I hope it does well. And there's nothing wrong with debate. You know, you don't have to go to see any movie and come out and say, I liked it just because everybody else does. You know, the reviews that I've read are a lot split down the middle. People really, really love it, but there are other people that are just like, it could have been better.
It's an important movie because it is really the bridge between Infinity War and Endgame as far as the Avengers universe.
Absolutely. And listen, I'm a big Marvel guy. I love these characters. I grew up with these characters. And, you know, Marvel is, you know, like I said before, they have done phenomenally well with these films. I mean, the fact that you see Thanos up there on the screen, I never thought when I was a kid I would see a big purple guy wielding the Infinity Gauntlet live and in front of me. I was like, this is crazy. Top-tier actors, great directors. I mean, you had Michael Douglas in Ant-Man, for crying out loud. You had Robert Redford in Captain America. I mean, that's amazing stuff. So Marvel, I think, has to be a little bit careful as to what they're doing now, because I'll tell you this. DC films, as shaky as they were in the beginning, they're starting to catch up. Aquaman did really good, and the reviews on Shazam that's coming out, it's off the charts great. They've got a Joker film coming out being directed by Todd Phillips. That's a standalone film. So DC is poised right now to strike pretty, pretty well. And listen, you know, Marvel Studios, owned by ABC's parent company, Disney. I'm a Marvel guy, but I'm just telling everybody right now, you know, watch out. I think the landscape might be changing a little bit.
It's a great time to be a comic book fan, isn't it?
It is. You betcha. Nerds forever, baby. I'm right there with you.
Matt, enjoy the movie. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Take care, man.
All right, bye-bye.